you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Claudia Puig. First up, the drama Causeway, starring Jennifer Lawrence and Brian Tyree Henry. Wade?
Absolutely tremendous performances. Maybe Jennifer Lawrence's best performance since Winter's Bone. It's the rawest thing she's done in years. Brian Tyree is absolutely spectacular. But it is still a very, very familiar damaged person meets damaged person thing. We've seen that since Coming Home in 1978. So stick with the performances.
Causeway is rated R. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater, West L.A. And next week comes to Apple TV+. Armageddon Time, starring Anne Hathaway, Jeremy Strong, and Anthony Hopkins. Claudia.
This is a well-meaning but somewhat conventional coming-of-age saga about a young Jewish boy in Queens in the 1980s. But it grapples with familial, social, educational anxieties and traumas and privilege, and it takes an interesting perspective, and it has some really strong performances, mostly by Jeremy Strong and some young actors, Banks Rapetta and Jalen Webb.
Armageddon Time is written and directed by James Gray. It's rated R in select theaters, then goes into wide release next week. The documentary Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues from director Sasha Jenkins. Claudia.
This is a really deeply affecting and mesmerizing documentary about a complicated man and a brilliant artist. And by foregrounding the audio and video interviews and clips, we really get a sense of this man on his own terms, in his own voice. He wasn't always understood. And so we have some amazing scenes with Ozzie Davis talking about him. And it really recontextualizes Louis Armstrong. And, of course, it has so much wonderful music.
Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues is rated R. It's at Lemley's NoHo Theater, the Landmark in Westwood, and streaming on Apple TV+. And director Elvis Mitchell, also a film critic, has done Is That Black Enough for You, Wade?
Absolutely tremendous personal essay film. Is it a documentary? Yes, of a sort, but it's really more about Elvis Mitchell looking at the period during which he grew up in the 1960s and 70s and how the depiction of Black Americans and the participation of Black Americans in filmmaking changed so dramatically and how that corresponded with all of these social changes. Unbelievable movie. He has great interviews with everyone from Harry Belafonte to Sam Jackson to Lawrence Fishburne, Antonio Fargas, and he talks about a lot of the figures we've never talked about before. Ivan Dixon and Tamra Dobson. And he even goes into the late Rupert Cross, who died in 1973 before realizing a really promising career. It's just a beautiful, beautiful film, and it will make you fall in love with all of these movies all over again.
Is That Black Enough for You at the Bay Theater in Pacific Palisades, coming to Netflix in mid-November. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.